Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Annalyn.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, yes, I'm following up in regards to Rural Murphy.
Yes.
We received the authorization to begin services, but you or Janae haven't completed any paperwork to start.
Yeah, but the thing that you're wrong, you guys should not call my coordinator that you already begin with you practice already without you consulting me first, because I'm still tied up with the other agency. You guys can't call my coordinator like that without consulting me. So now it got messed up. Now I'm not gonna get paid because you told my coordinator that I moved with you guys already. I didn't even do the application with you guys, but you don't do that. You don't consult me. Now we got messed up because I'm still on the call, my other agency. You guys don't consult me. Now I got messed up and I don't get paid because over what you guys did. So I call my coordinator, not to do with y'all because I'm still my old agency. I haven't done anything that you guys asking me to do with y'all. So why did you tell my coordinator that starting August 20, my thing is already starting with you guys? That's not how it works. You coordinate with me. You don't coordinate with anybody. And you told I should not even give you my coordinator. You guys go behind my back. You don't do that.
My apologies. I do understand. However, we were under the impression that you guys were transferring over, so we just informed the
Yes, I said
coordinator that
I
you're
am going to
interested.
a transfer, but I didn't even fill up no application with you guys. The application is not even done yet. You got the impression, yes, the impression I was going to move with y'all, but you don't call behind my back and call my coordinator. That's my job to call the coordinator, not you guys, because I'm still tied up. I'm still doing stuff. I'm still busy taking my son to the doctor, so that's why I don't have time to go get. I just do the what is it, the TB test. I do the appointment to get it, but you guys don't give me a chance. Why would you do behind my back and not consulting with me? I didn't see you go ahead do the work. You have to work with me. You don't do it behind me and call my coordinator that says I already moved. No, I did not move yet, because the application is not even that the application you said on the application. Is this Erica that sent me the email?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, you said on the application, before I can start with y'all, I need to fill up the, what is that you said, the address, two ID, two mail, and the
Yes.
TB test result. But I don't provide you anything with none of those stuff that you are requirement. But what you did is not right. I didn't like what you did. You go
Yes, I
behind my
understand
back.
and I apologize. However, the process of how we do it is we just let the service coordinator know that you are interested, and then the service
I
coordinator
am
calls you
interested, but I
to
didn't.
confirm before
Yes.
they send the authorization.
Excuse me, I confirm it. You don't. Yeah, I'm
Right, so the
interested,
service
but
coordinator was supposed to call you to confirm before sending us the authorization.
no, I'm telling you guys don't do the confirming my coordinator. That's my job to tell my coordinator that I find a new agency. Now, because of what y'all did, I don't get paid from my old agency because it got miscommunicate, because you told my coordinator moved because she got the impression that I already talked to you. I said, no, the application is not even done. But why would you do that? Now I don't trust you guys now. I don't think I'm going to go with y'all. I told my coordinator to put it back, my old agency.
So we can still back pay you from the 20th as long as the paperwork gets done.
No, because my old agency, they don't pay me. They only pay me until from the 15th. So
So
now,
they should
because of
pay
what
you
y'all
until
did, it
the
got messed
20th. It
up.
shouldn't be from the 15th. It should have been from the 20th from when ours start.
Yeah, because they get rid of it from there on the 15th, not the 28th. from the 15. So now because of what y'all did, you go, we didn't even do the processing yet. Why would you do that behind my back and you do the process without consulting me? That's the problem, that I don't like people doing like that to me. You go behind my back. I'm the one that have I'm the one who's taking care of my child here, not you guys. Why did you not consult me first? The reason why I couldn't do it right away because I have other things that I have to do, but you go behind my back. I don't like what you did.
Okay, I understand.
No, you do not, because you were rushing to get me in your agency. You didn't think. How you sit over there, what you said is the opposite way. You said, before I can begin with, I must complete all the requirements that you have. But that's not what you did. That's not what you did. So now I told my coordinator that put me back to the old agency, and I'll let you know when things all get done. Because I said, right now, I don't trust this new agency. Because anytime that you go behind my back, that means I couldn't trust you. I'm trying to communicate with the old agency. At the same time, they say they don't pay me no more because something is going on. Good thing I call my coordinator, because you call my coordinator and tell them lie, which you never consult me. How can you pay me when I don't even clock? I don't even know how to clock in with you and clock out.
So I understand. My apologies once again. It's just been a miscommunication. If you're no longer interested, we can just inform the service coordinator so she can have the authorization removed.
Well, you don't need to tell your my service coordinator, because I told her already. I texted her and she called me. Because the miscommunication is, I called you and I said I'm interested, but that doesn't mean that I don't need to fix everything first before I can start with y'all. But you rush me. You don't even start. You don't communicate with me. Everything cannot be rushed. Everything has to be done in the right way, not the way that you like. It has to be in the right process. I don't know why you're rushing. There's things that need to be done before you can just move. You don't even tell me how to clock in with you. You didn't tell me how you... what you guys do? Do you guys come to my house? You didn't even tell me none of those. Do you guys do training? You didn't tell me none of those.
So we couldn't get to that part because no paperwork was completed.
Yeah, the paperwork wasn't completed. So, but you did complete and communicate with my coordinator and move. That's what you told him. Yeah, she starts already with us.
No, we didn't tell the service coordinator you started with us. We just informed the service coordinator. We sent an email that you guys were interested
by the
20th
she started. How am I going to start with you on the 20th? I don't even do application. So I was asking you, how am I going to clock out with you, and what is your... Do you get paid with training with you guys? What do you guys have? You didn't tell me that the last time I was asking you a question because you was rocking. If I'm going to move with you, I need to know, what is your, do you get paid weekly and stuff like that? How people get paid by you guys? What is your limit on the overtime? You didn't tell me none of those.
Yes, we spoke on the 14th, and you asked about the pay period, and I informed you that the pay is weekly. You provided me your email to send you the onboarding information.
Yes, but I was asking you what is the limit. What is the limit of your overtime? You don't see nothing.
So after 40 hours, it is time and a half.
I understand that, but do you guys have limit on overtime? Let's say... Do you have, 30 hours or overtime? Is that okay with you guys? You didn't answer all the questions that I
There's
had.
There's no limit for overtime. So
There's
once
no
it's
limit
past,
for overtime.
Once it's past 40 hours, it will be time and a half for overtime.
Okay, so do you guys have vacation and stuff like that, or 401?
No, we don't have 401. Our only benefits are the insurance.
You have insurance.
Have insurance. Give me 1 second.
Like a health insurance, that is?
Yes, we have health insurance.
Okay, and what else? So how do you do training and stuff like that?
We do training for the clock in and out information on how to clock in and out. We don't do training for the caregivers, no.
Well, I don't need the caregivers training because I'm already a caregiver because of this caregiver that I had with, that I have with right now. They apply me for that, so I'm already like a caregiver license now. So, okay.
Okay, so that won't be an issue. However, if you do decide to proceed, we can back pay you from the 20th.
Well, I
make
cannot,
sure that
like
you
I
get
said,
paid.
I cannot. I talked to my coordinator to move me back to the agency that I am in now, because I make an appointment for me to get the TB test. I have to. I can't just do walk-in. There's no walk-in on the doctor now. You have to do the appointment for that. So all when all that stuff is done, then I told my coordinator to for me to notify her when everything is done. Not that way that you guys did, that you didn't communicate with me. That's the reason why I'm going to leave with this agency that I am in now, because they don't communicate with me. They just do a decision upon themselves. It's like I'm not involved with anything. So, okay. So do you guys come into my house to do the assessment, or I have to come with you guys for the paperwork?
No, you can do the paperwork all on your phone or a computer or an iPad. Everything's linked. So you can just click on the link that I sent to you, and you can fill it out on your phone.
So how long you guys been in the business?
We've been in the business for about 4 years now.
4 years?
Yes.
Are you guys licensed?
Yes, we are. We are Family First LLC.
So where is your location?
We're on One Winding Drive, Philadelphia, PA.
Where's that location? Northeast?
Yes, it's by Suckhill.
Where?
It's right in northeast of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, where is it northeast? Because, you know, there's like a Basso Town, there's a Cheltenham, there's where's you guys located at?
Do you know where Germantown Avenue is?
Oh, yes, yes.
So we're not too far from there. We're about 10 minutes away from Germantown.
So you like more like North Philly then?
Yes.
So it's not northeast. So you only been in a business for 4 years?
We started up, well, I started in 2022. But the business has been running since 2018. Sorry, my apologies.
2018. So how to clock in with you guys?
So the clock in is on the HHA app, and you can do it over the phone.
You like a dial clock in, clock out, is that stuff like that?
So you'll log in on your app, and then once you're there, the GPS will detect that you're at the patient's home. You'll clock in, and then you go on the app, and you clock right out on the app.
So you can only clock in when you are home? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, when you're at the patient's home.
But when you're not home, you cannot clock in or clock out?
Yeah, it will detect that you're not at the patient's home, so you won't be able to clock out until you get home.
So that's the problem I have now. Let's see, I took my son to the doctor. My son has a whole lot of doctors. I cannot clock in. They want to see my pictures. I'm at the doctor with my son. This is the problem that I'm moving from this place now, because when I'm out the house, I'm doing the errands, I have to take my son with me. I can clock in.
So we suggest that before you leave the home, you just clock in. and then once you get back home, you just clock out.
What do you mean clock in? Because right now I clock in at 10 a.m. and I clock out at 9 p.m.
So you're out with him the whole entire duration until 9?
No. I'd be back before I clock out because I clock out at 9 p.m. But in the morning, I clock in at 10. But when I'm out the street, at 10 o'clock, I have to clock in. But when if I'm not on the house, you won't let me clock in. So what would happen? Yeah, I live here. This is my son I'm taking care. And me and my son live in the same house. Mm-hmm. But when I go somewhere, I always take my son with me. Like now I'm doing my son here. And after this, we're going to go step out because we're going to wash. We're washing around the corner. It's like a couple blocks from our house to wash clothes. So I have to take my son with me. I go to the supermarket, I have to take my son. I go to my doctor visit, I have to take my son. So if I'm able to clock in like that when I'm not home, then how am I going to clock in when you guys don't let us clock in? What's going on with that?
So you can either fill out a timesheet. We do have timesheets that you can fill out. But however, before you leave the home, just clock in before you leave.
Even if it's not 10 o'clock?
Even if it's not 10 o'clock, say you have to leave at 9 o'clock because he has an appointment or you have an appointment, you just let us know, hey, I'm clocking in early from 9 o'clock, and then you'll come home till like 8. So it'll be like a 9-8.
I'm not going to be home like that, but I'll probably be, you know, doctor, normally you'd be staying over there the longest, 3 hours.
Yeah, so we'll just switch the schedule for you to make sure that you get paid if you need to clock in early or late. Because you have to leave the home. As long as you clock in inside the home, then you can do your errands and, you know, do what you have to. And then when you come back home and whenever the shift is over, you just clock out.
Okay. Well, for right now, I'm back to my old agency until I get all the stuff done and I notify you when I get my TB test and everything. But for right now, I'm going to stay with this agency until I complete all the applications that you sent me.
Okay, no problem. My apologies.
So don't
once
don't
again.
Do my agency now because I told her already. So she's not going to listen to anything you said because I told her I will notify her when everything is done. But right now, I'm busy for doing this stuff not tomorrow. Thursday, I have to go to the doctor again. And I've been doing this stuff for my son. And for myself.
Okay, no problem. I do apologize once again for the miscommunication.
Okay, so I communicate with you. I reach out with you when everything is done on my part.
No problem. Thank you and have a great one.
Okay, bye-bye.